Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Sweet Days with Murph. On the show today, we have super talented country music duo Still Blossom is joining us. Now, I met these two a while back and got to see them perform and talk with them a little bit afterwards. So this should be fun, you know. And this is the first time I've physically talked to these ladies. In probably a year and a half, I think. I want to say a year and a half. But we'll catch up with Haley and Sarah and talk about their career, music, and whatever they're working on that they can talk about. And I've got my co-host and buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig, how are you, man?
Good, Cody. How
are
you doing today?
I'm pretty good. I'm excited for the show.
I saw the Still Blossom on Saturday night. I drove 160 miles each way to and from where they played in Wrightsville, Pennsylvania, to where I live in Central Jersey, and they put on some show. I was really
happy. They do. I agree completely.
Yes, and I didn't also realize, you know, they did also, in addition to the original songs, they also
With that being said, let's welcome on the incredibly talented Miss Haley and Sarah of Steel Blossoms. Hey, ladies, how are you?
Hey!
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for doing this today.
We're so excited to be on the show, Cody. Thank you.
This is kind of sort of, I've been in the works for some time because our schedules never really meshed before. So I'm glad we're getting to do this today.
Yeah, we're really glad too. Thank you so much for having us.
Before we kick things off today, why don't you guys just sort of kind of introduce yourselves and tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Sarah and I were originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and we moved to Nashville, Tennessee in August of 2014. And before we moved, we had been playing together for 3 years. We both played music all growing up, and we just realized we were a great fit for each other and decided to kind of take a leap of faith to move to Nashville. And ever since we moved there, we've been touring all over the country, probably 5 or 6 months out of the year.
That's awesome. And fun fact here, if my research is correct, Steel Blossoms was not the original name of the band.
That's right. We used to be in a 5-piece, like, more country rock band. It was something that Sarah started when she was about 15, and I joined when I was 18 or 19. Definitely a few years into the band being a thing, and their name was called Girls in Black Hats.
That's awesome.
Cody, I used to rock a pink guitar pretty good. A pink sparkly electric guitar.
as I said earlier, I got to meet you guys about a year and a half ago. I can't even believe it's been that long. and you guys put on a heck of a show.
Thank you.
Thanks. That's one of our favorite places to play.
I kind of want to jump in here and I've got some sort of fun kind of get to know you questions if you're okay with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. If you guys weren't musicians, what would you be doing right now?
Both of us.
It's pretty safe to say we'd both be elementary teachers because that's what our college degrees are in. But if we weren't teachers, Haley, do you have another one?
I would like to be a private investigator.
Yeah, and I'd probably be a forensic scientist, and we'd be working hand-in-hand together solving crimes.
Yeah.
Nah. We would figure out some way to work together.
I like it.
I love it.
I like it.
This question, I've asked it in pretty much every single interview I've ever done, which is a bunch. I'm always interested to hear the responses to it because they're never the same. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
Our music career?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate to sound like this, but I don't think I would change anything. We've had a lot of blessings and a lot of luck in the career that we've chosen, and I think that the path that we have taken from the first time we moved to Nashville until now has been strategically placed.
I mean, in a perfect world, I'd have like a million more dollars than I do, but that's certainly, you know, certainly not what it's actually.
I think
about.
We all would.
Of course, that would definitely make my life easier in the music business. But
yeah, I think all of
we
us
do
probably
like
would too.
Now.
But
yeah,
you know, and that sort of leads me to my next question, and I'm going to throw a scenario at you right quick. Okay. Your careers take off and you're winning CMA award after CMA award just left and right, which is going to happen for you. That's no question. What's one thing that you guys want to be remembered for as artists?
I want people to think we're funny, and I want people to know we love Jesus.
Well, and I want people to know that, like, we actually do care as much as we act like we care about them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right. I feel like it would be easy for people to think, like, wow, they seem like they love people, but, like, is that a facade or is that a front that they put on? But we really, like, we do
right.
what we do. Concert-wise, because we love the interactions between people,
yeah.
and we love writing songs and like seeing people relate to them.
Yeah. You know, and speaking from a personal experience, having met you both, there are no sweeter girls on this planet.
Oh, thanks. That's really nice. Thank you.
You know. That last question, I actually watched Dan Rather asked that question to a Kid Rock one time, and I thought it was just the greatest question ever. So I sort of kind of had to steal it.
It's a good question.
Okay. Now, you guys, I know you said that you've toured all over the country, but what's your favorite venue to play?
Mine, this is Haley speaking. I love playing at Puckett in downtown Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm gonna second that yet change part of it and say Puckett's in Franklin. Never disappoint.
Yeah, Puckett's is just
awesome.
A great venue. We're holding our fan appreciation party there during CMA Fest, and we're just really excited.
Yeah, I'm hoping I can make it out there because I'll be in town, as I told you guys off air, I'll be in town the 10th and the 11th. So I'm hoping to make it out there. See you.
Yeah, we would love to see you.
Now, are you going to be doing things during CMA Fest too, Cody?
I actually, of course, the Awaba Awards, which we're both nominated in, and I'm voting for you guys, by the way.
Because we're going to be there for you.
Of course, I've got that the 11th, and I've got the Springs have invited me to their fan club party on the 10th, so I'll be there, and I've also got a interview about the show. It's my first ever FM radio station interview about this radio show. So I'm actually. I'm more nervous about that than I am the red carpet at the Wobble Awards.
Oh, you're going to be great.
Let's see if I have anything else. this is always a fun question to ask, and it's always great to hear the responses. But with the invention of social media and how prevalent it is in society today, do you think it easier now for people to be noticed by record labels and record executives?
Are you asking if social media helps with that?
Yeah. Do you think it's easier now for independent artists like yourselves to be noticed by the record executives and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, in Nashville, it's all about networking, so a lot of things are about who you know, and that doesn't necessarily happen online. A lot of that is still old school, face-to-face, you know, good old handshakes and meeting people, but social media definitely helps get your name out there in other ways as well, so people can see you in person and meet you at a networking event and then see your online presence, and so it definitely helps in that way.
Now, before we move on, there's a caller on the line that we both know. So I'm just gonna bring him on real quick, okay? Hey, is this Patrick?
Yes, Cody. How are you?
P-Dub.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Sarah and Haley?
Hey, P-Dub.
Cody, great. Just looking forward to coming down to Nashville here in about, let's say, 12 days.
Yay. Yo, yeah, we can't wait to see you.
Oh, it's definitely going to be a blast. And, Cody, correct me if I'm wrong, but this may be only the second time in the history of your show that you got 3 WOBA Award nominees on at the same time.
I think this is actually a first.
No, last year I do believe we had me, you, and Megan on at one time.
I believe you're right, actually, yeah.
We talked about Megan Golden. We love her.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thinking this may be the second time this has happened. And hopefully we all walk away with one again this year.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's gonna be awesome.
Quick question for Sarah and Haley. Seeing you guys both have let everybody know you're from Pittsburgh, now living in Nashville, the big question's got to be,
we are
Predators or Pens?
We will always be Pens fans, number one.
I knew it was coming.
I
knew that
the other
was
way.
Coming.
I'm rooting for the Predators.
You what?
I said I'm rooting for the Predators.
I got to say, the Pens are in my blood. I have to.
And I say, everybody's down there from Pittsburgh. I go, all right, who do you guys got now?
Yeah, no, I will always be a Pittsburgh fan through and through.
And it's going to be quite amazing. It should be a good time with them in town, too, with DMA Fest.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's going to be pretty wild down there.
Definitely
it's
be a good
be
time.
Total. Yes, it is.
And actually, I do believe game 6 will be during the fan appreciation party, so let Puck and they're going to have a TV on.
I know, yeah, game 6 is going to be... Game 6 is going to be on the 11th. I saw that. Well, there's nothing you can do about it.
True.
Well, of course, then again, unless the Preds beat them in 5.
That's true. That's true,
well,
yeah.
Or 4.
Might not even be a game 6.
Well, I figure with all the influx of people coming into town, Nashville will definitely be even crazier than normal.
Yeah.
Alrighty, well, I'll let you guys get back to the show after I just call and give a quick hello and see who you guys
well,
are listening
to. Well, thanks so much for coming on board, Patrick.
No problem, and I'll be seeing you guys probably about 12, 13 days.
Can't wait.
Alrighty.
I'll see you in a couple of weeks, buddy.
Sounds good, Cody.
Bye.
All right, man. See you later, buddy.
Bye. All righty, later.
Craig's awesome, isn't he?
We have the best fans, I can tell ya.
Yeah, I mean, I turn things over to my co-host real quick because I think he's got a question or two for you.
Sounds good.
Hey there, Craig.
Hi, Cody. Hello, ladies. Again.
Hi.
It hasn't been the easiest ride doing on a train. But like getting drunk on a plane. No, I'm just kidding. wanted to ask you.
Maybe you can write a good Johnny Cash type song now about a train.
Actually, I might just become, I believe, the world of accounting and tax and become a song, Brooklyn songwriter. Brooklyn country songwriter.
There you go. There you go.
But my question is, you've had two EPs so far. You've had Year One and Country Enough. Do you,
yep.
Any of these two EPs, do you, what was your more favorite EP out of the two, and which song did you enjoy recording / writing? If any, do any come to mind?
I know we definitely, year number one, even though I wouldn't say that those are our best representation of songs anymore, because, you know, you write and you improve every time you write. That was definitely for us, like, it'll always hold a special place in our heart.
Yeah.
Because it was really a big project for us. And it was the first time we kind of did that on our own. We reached out, our fans are really involved, our fans helped along the way. And just, we just got so much support for that. It's just always special. In terms of favorite songs
to record,
Country Enough.
I was just gonna say that.
I will never forget. Haley and I were in the booth. We were trying to decide with our producer Sal if we were gonna go back and re-record, we were gonna do the singing parts first and then go back on a separate track and do the talking. And so I think we said, well, let's just try it just to get, a little bit of filler in there so we know where our spot is. If you're familiar at all with Country Enough, there's a huge dialogue in the middle of the song where we kind of joke. And when we're doing that live, we ad-lib a lot, so we don't necessarily always say the same thing. And we hadn't really discussed what we were going to say beforehand, so Haley and I got in there, and we just planned on taking up a little bit of time just to help keep our spot in the album. And, the very first try of doing that, and it wasn't even supposed to be the real thing, I don't know, it just went really well.
Yeah.
And it hard, and after we did that, we all looked at each other, and we were like, oh my gosh.
That was pretty
good. That was what we wanted. No need to do it again.
Sometimes one take is all you need.
What'd you say?
Sometimes one take is all you need.
Yeah, I think I really liked how live it sounded.
Haley, when you do the part, you do the yodel part, is that part of the original intended, or that you just went with it simultaneously?
No, that was actually, the yodel part was a part that we had written, and we wrote that when we wrote the song. So that was definitely planned.
Before I turn it back over to Cody, I'll just say,
and speaking of yodeling, Haley can yodel like nobody's business. It's great.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you right quick, Sarah, because I've got a little something planned. If you know this song, I have a little something planned.
Okay.
Not the show, but do you know A Devil Went Down to Georgia?
I do, yeah.
I am requesting that at Cuckets when I say y'all.
So Haley and I, we used to have a full band, and we played that song a lot. Actually, it was, when I was younger, one of the first songs I really played out.
And so when we were at playing on Broadway with the full band, that would be a song. Honestly, sometimes I would play it 4 times an hour. That's how often that song is requested. But when he
That's
and I
awesome.
Played
that is a good song. I will say that.
Yeah, everybody loves it. Gets the whole crowd going. But when Haley and I play by ourselves, it's a little bit difficult to do without the drums. So we may not be able to pull it off as a duo. But
I got you. I understand.
We appreciate
it. Now, I'm going to toss another scenario out at you. I had a criminal law professor in college. He was a scenario. So I guess that's where I get it from. But you're both stranded on a desert island and can only take 3 items apiece. What are they?
Ooh, guitar? I would take a guitar, my Bible, and chapstick. Well, food's got to be in there somewhere.
I feel like I've watched enough to get afraid. I can cook us up.
Okay, Haley's pretty confident she could cook some. She could hunt. I mean, I did watch The Hunger Games. She was pretty good at it. Yeah. So I'm trying to think of what I would take. I suppose my cell phone wouldn't work there. I think I would take my boyfriend.
I'm leaving mine back out.
Choice.
A guitar, and, you know, if it were to be my last meal, like a big tub of macaroni and cheese, and I think I'd be a happy camper.
And you have now become my best friend.
Thank you. A big giant tub of macaroni and cheese.
Oh, yes. Let's see. I know you guys, like we said earlier, are on a little bit of a tour, but after you guys get off the road, is there anything coming up for you, like a plan for a new EP or anything?
We've thrown around the idea of. I feel like it might be too soon for another album, although we have enough songs for one. You know, we want to make sure Country Enough has enough time to evolve and to get out there and people to discover that one. So we might do like a single at some point, but we're just not really sure yet. We've also
awesome.
Passed around the idea of Christmas album at some point, so you never know.
Right. Did you have anything else you wanted to add, Craig?
Yes. Hey, ladies. If I wanted just to ask you, from your going back to your song of Country Enough,
mm-hmm.
if you had to name maybe one song that sounded the most popish, that's classified as in the genre as a country, what would it be? Just out of curiosity.
A song that sounds the most pop?
Out of those country genre right now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This I might have there's a couple that I'm thinking of, but oh gosh.
Well, it's okay. Whatever comes to your mind.
Well, I'm gonna name a couple that I really don't like. If that helps.
Sure.
I'm not wild about the Sam Hunt Body's a Back Road or whatever. I'm not sure if that's the most pop sounding necessarily. I'm trying to think of what else.
So Craig, I don't listen to pop country at all, and I know a lot of people like it. It's just not really my cup of tea. I just kind of don't listen to any pop country radio stations anymore. So a lot of times, like, people will start talking about a song and I'll have no idea what it is because I just haven't heard it.
Yeah.
You know,
I can't think of, like, one of the ones that people request a lot. Holy, people request that a
dirt
lot.
Dirt on My Boots.
Dirt on My Boots. I don't know. There used to be the one about getting sun and getting some, and I can't remember the title of it, but I remember always laughing at that song just because I thought it was kind of goofy. But no disrespect at all for anybody who likes that stuff. It's just not for us. That's okay.
Right.
Understood.
Let you guys go, I always like to end every interview with this question. How can fans keep up with you guys online? Your social media and everything.
So you can find just about every link to everything else on steelblossoms.com, STEEL blossoms.com. We have a Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, but all of those links are also on the website homepage, so you can all find them there. You can also get free music on our homepage if you put your email in and your zip code. You'll get 4 free songs delivered to your email, and it also gives you some updates along the way.
Nice. And just throwing this out there, I follow you guys on pretty much every social media out there. Just putting that out there.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate that.
A 30 minutes has pretty much flew by, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really did.
Yeah, it has.
It was good to catch up with you guys again.
Thanks for having us, Cody.
Yeah, and thanks, Craig, for joining us. And we look forward to seeing both of you in a couple weeks.
I look forward to it as well, Sarah.
If I can make it, with all the stuff, I'll be doing that weekend. If I can make it, I'll definitely be there.
Thank you so much,
thanks,
and good luck with
again.
All the stuff you're doing. It sounds like you're doing well.
It's freaking unbelievable. I mean, the last 6 months or so, even with this radio show, it's just been crazy. Over here, in a good way.
Well, that's a good thing.
And before I do let you guys go, I just wanted to say that and I tell basically all my guests this. I have a ton of respect for you guys and what you do.
Well, thank you very, very much. Thank you. We appreciate you having us and giving us a chance to be on your show.
Absolutely, anytime. And if I can help you guys out with anything at all, whether it's a promotion for a new single, promotion for a new tour, whatever it is, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And I think I'm probably going to let you guys go, but I'll definitely be talking to you later, okay?
All right. Thanks,
Sounds
Cody.
Good. Have a great day.
All right. And bye, y'all.
Bye.
That was fun.
Yes.
That was so much fun. And I noticed your call kept dropping. I noticed it was like every few minutes it'd be like call dropped. I'm like, oh crap.
Oh. You know, that's the last time that I do an interview or participate going home from a train. Regardless, unfortunately, I'm sorry, but the train going home, the reception didn't cooperate very well.
Right, I understand. I get it.
Trust me, I was looking forward to this interview for quite some time, too. But I guess it doesn't go, nothing happens perfectly all the time.
I guess not. Did you enjoy talking to them, though?
I always enjoy talking to Sarah and Haley. You know, they're always very vivacious, very friendly.
They're great.
Down to earth. And they're wonderful people in addition to being super singer-songwriters.
I agree completely.
I just hope one day they're performing on a bigger venue.
Oh, they will be. There's no question about it. Oh, with their talent, they absolutely will be. I think I'm gonna let you go, and I'll talk to you later. Okay, buddy.
Thanks again, Cody. Have a good evening.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the a lovely and talented ladies of Steel Blossoms. Let me do something right quick. Let me run down some of the shows that we have coming up, if I possibly can, if the internet will at all cooperate with me, because sometimes it's really, really slow. Come on, pull up, please. Just 1 second, folks. While we're waiting, I did want to mention that next week at 4:30 Central, next Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we have the super talented singer-songwriter Melissa Ramsey joining us. Let me see if this is through pulling up yet. No, apparently it's not. Let's see. Okay, I can do this. Hold on. Do this. Here we go. We have a singer-songwriter, Melissa Ramsey, joining us next week at 4:30 Central. Let me see something else. Let's pull this up, if it will pull up. June 6th, we have a singer-songwriter, Angela Suchislak, joining us. June 13th, we have singer-songwriter Taylor Murray at 4:30 Central. June 20th, we've got all the way from across the pond, we have super talented singer-songwriter Hannah Rose Platt joining us all the way from the UK. Let me see some more episodes. Let me go here. Episodes. Get this pulled up again. Here we go. It pulled up finally. Or no, it didn't. Never mind. Wait. Here we go. Okay, let's click on episodes. I'm good. We have, like I said, on May 30th at 4:30 Central, we have singer-songwriter Melissa Ramsey joining us. June 6th at 4:30 Central, we have Angela Sue Cheslock. June 13th at 4:30 Central, we have singer-songwriter Taylor Marie. June 20th at 4:30 Central, all the way from the UK, we have a singer-songwriter, Rose Platt. June 27th at 4:30 Central, singer-songwriter Madeline Victoria returns to the show. It's been a while since I've spoken to Madeline. July 11th at 4:30 Central, we have singer Caitlin Britt with us, and July 24th at 5:30 Central, we have another returning guest in singer-songwriter Ashley Taylor. So I think you guys have all heard all the announcements that I've got. So I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.